From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump praised Iranian protesters Tuesday, saying they were finally acting against the brutal and corrupt regime in Tehran. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests began Thursday in Mashhad before spreading to other parts of the country. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said the U.S. would seek to call an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the Iranian protests, which have claimed at least 21 lives in the last 6 days. She said the people of Iran are crying out for freedom.
They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
The U.S. State Department urged Iran to stop blocking online social media traffic in the country and said its citizens could set up virtual private networks to circumvent censorship. The Trump administration is reacting cautiously amid indications North Korea is poised to test launch another ballistic missile, possibly as soon as this week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said, "I hope that does not happen, but if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime. The civilized world must remain united and vigilant." In response to recent threats, President Trump was more forceful in a tweet Tuesday night. He said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. "I too have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works," said the tweet. This is VOA News. Nigerians who fled the country amid the Boko Haram insurgency say their hope for the new year is to return home. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzeka visited a refugee camp at Minawao and has this report.
Garawa village is situated 5 kilometers from the Minawao refugee camp, which is home to some 72,000 refugees. In 2017, 12,000 people arrived. Thousands voluntarily expected to return, according to the government of Cameroon. 40-year-old Ali Shoek, who arrived in the camp 3 years ago, says he is not yet thinking of returning. He says he does not want to relive the horror he experienced when Boko Haram raided his village of Atargara in northern Nigeria, killing so many and torching all the houses, making them refugees after he escaped. To him, living in the camp is better than taking an adventure to his hometown without knowing if peace has returned. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Minawao, Northern Cameroon.
Pakistan has criticized and noted with deep disappointment charges contained in a New Year tweet by President Trump that said Pakistan should be held responsible. Trump tweeted Monday the United States had received nothing but lies and deceit in return for foolishly giving Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid in the last 15 years to fight terrorism. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president is simply following through on a commitment that he made, because this is a president who does what he says he's going to do. We know that Pakistan can do more to fight terrorism, and we want them to step up and do that.
The Pakistani government issued a formal response Tuesday after an emergency meeting of the National Security Committee. The record-shattering cold that is gripping most of the United States has been blamed now for at least 9 deaths in recent weeks, and forecasters say the worst is yet to come. The central U.S. has borne the brunt of the frigid temperatures since the snap began around Christmas. Omaha, Nebraska broke a record dating back more than 130 years. Arctic temperatures also caused problems on waterways. Tourists visiting the Horseshoe Falls at Niagara Falls snapped photos of flowing water that had turned to icicles. You can find more on these and other stories, late breaking and developing, from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.